This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers. Head on over to BetRivers.com today. Sign up for an account and get yourself in on the action. Use the promo code plus promo code 250 match. No plus, just 250 match, and you will have your first deposit matched up to $250. But for now, you're here joined by Thomas Viola and none other than the Pablo Escobar of parlays, the man from Bogota, the international man of mystery, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing and where are you today?
That's good to be back, Tom. I am in Germany, although I will be back in the Americas here in less than 24 hours. Hopefully, you know, post road trip is when the plays can start shifting back, because it's been a tough few weeks for me. This league, look, one of the toughest leagues in really all of soccer to bet. Although, like we say, that means there are some great opportunities out there. Unfortunately, I have not been hitting on those great opportunities over the past month or so. You've struggled a little bit over the past couple of weeks, but you had that super hot streak, so you can afford it more than I can. I'm down about 2 units and change right now. This league just playing with its food with me right now, chewing me up, spitting me out. You know, doing it all over again every single time. And good news, we have another midweek next week, but not this time. You and I both kind of like the slate, you know, wink, wink, knock on wood, do whatever you have to do. Let's see what happens. But it's time to, you know, get a shift going, some kind of a vibe shift, Tom.
That's right. It's time for a little bit of reevaluation. Last week was dreadful for me. 4-8, down 2.8 units, though, because thank God, Taylor, for Toronto cashing us at a 3-1 dog there. We're going to take advantage of those prices where we can get them. I'm 95-113 on the season now. 14.6 units to the good, though, as you said, thanks to that nice streak. And like you said, we're going to reevaluate. We're going to look at what's going right, look at what's going wrong for us here, and try and make some money again this week. And we're going to start off here breaking down some games, looking at New York Red Bulls versus Orlando City. In New York is minus 137 here, Orlando plus 350, and the draw plus 290. And I'll tell you, Taylor, Orlando's away form has been miserable. In fact, their entire form has been miserable. They've got 3 losses and 2 draws in their last 5. It's been a mix of low-scoring and high-scoring games as well, so the betting the totals market's difficult to do here. The defense hasn't kept a clean sheet since July 10th, though, and despite the Red Bulls somehow failing to score against DC United, I'll hop back onto the over market here with over 2.5 at minus 136. The Red Bulls are actually the only team in the league with a higher road goal differential than a home goal differential, which is very weird. But I do think that they'll positively regress to the mean here as we come to the end of the season with some good home form, especially because we're coming up on playoff time now, Taylor. And some of these teams, we have to start looking at them and saying, okay, well, they're trying hard to make a playoff push here. I'll go over 2.5 in this spot.
Well, big congratulations to you, Tom, right off the start, because I'm completely on the other side. So a fantastic hit for you here. I'm actually going under 2.5 right off the bat at minus 103. I like the price. I wouldn't mind looking at certain Red Bulls plays if you can find something as well, although that's not my official play here. I am just doing the under. The prices aren't great. They continue to not be great on the Red Bulls, but if you're going to do something on a side, I do agree with some of your fade Orlando stuff, Tom. Orlando has not beaten a team in MLS play, currently in a playoff spot, since May 17th. Only 3 times all year have they done that, and yet they somehow destroyed this Red Bulls team in the cup just a few weeks ago. I'm going to try to, you know, choose to ignore that. I do read this as kind of like a Red Bulls 2-0-ish win. But ultimately, you look at Orlando, only one team has scored fewer goals than them. Red Bulls also kind of lower tier when it comes to home goals. I agree with you. Things might be shifting here down the stretch run of the season. But I don't really worry too much about Orlando hurting this part of things. So could a 3-0 beat me? Possibly. But ultimately, I like the price. I'm doing a rare MLS under. Let's try it. Congratulations to you on the other side, Tom. Under 2.5 here.
Well, you know, we're going to switch that right back the other way here, because the second game up is the Revolution versus DC United. And in this one, New England is -159, DC +390, 4-1 in some places, and the draw +320 here. But that total market, the over 2.5 at -177, the under 2.5 +$1.23. And yes, I'm going with that under because don't look now, but DC United is terrible. Yes, Fagundes is an underrated star toiling away on a terrible team. And yes, I do have faith in Wayne Rooney reshaping this team and maybe reclaiming them. But I think that'll start next season. I do love the addition of Benteke for this team. Don't let that go under the radar. They need the goal scoring help and help everywhere, really. And Benteke should be able to help with some of that. But he probably won't play this weekend. His work visa is pending here. And I love what this means for overs the rest of the way. But for this game, DC is last in the league in road XG. They're the league's seventh worst team when it comes to road XGA. But can the Revs really take advantage of that? They've got five draws in their last six at home, three each way on the total, three to the over, three to the under. Yeah, they hammered Orlando last weekend, 3-0 on the road. But their XG per 90 is still in the negative. And these signs are pointing to an under for me here.
This is horrifying for me. Another opposite side. I will say this. I thought about just completely going no play on this one because of some of what you just mentioned, like, can the Revs take advantage? I just continue to be in kind of fade DC defense mode. I'm not letting that nil-nil kind of redefine my outlook on this team before it. They were 9-2 in an 11-game run on over 2.5s. The problem here is the 2.5 price isn't great, so I have to go even more aggressive betting a 2.5 without betting the 2.5 in a trademark over 2.75. So completely on the other side from you. I'm also laying juice at -132. I didn't really like much here at all, if I'm being honest, Tom. I am going to offer up the play just to keep things interesting. I'm already down, but just keep riding, and I will be on the other side than you here. I also, like, I thought about maybe an over 1.5 team goals bet for the Revs just because that's been a really nice thing on the opposite side from DC so far this season. The problem is it's currently at -177 at time of recording. These were kinds of plays in the first half of the season, Tom, where we were finding really good prices. The books have figured out some of those team goals bets, similar to figuring out a lot of these both teams to score bets, which we'll talk about in some of these games later on in the slate as well. So I think I got to stay off of that, and I'm going to take something in the -130s instead. But we, two games in, Tom, completely opposite side. So what a week for you.
You know, Taylor, I mean, this season has just been so nuts. Yeah, I had to bring out a little bit of a prop here. It's been so nuts, but I'm liking the under market in that game, but the team that has been the most bonkers for me here has been FC Cincinnati. They were not expected to be nearly as good as they've been, and now they're playing your boys, Atlanta United. And Cincy, +117 on the money line here, Atlanta 2-1, +220 actually, as road dogs in the draw, +250 here. Atlanta's fallen to 26th in the league in road points. Their defense actually does hold up on the road, comparatively speaking. It's still not good. It's just not worse on the road than it is at home. It's Atlanta's offense that is awful when it leaves the friendly confines of the Mercedes-Benz. Just 9 road goals this year, and because of that, I'm scared to take an over in this game. They simply can't score on the road, and I could easily see this game going under. But all you need is one goal, and in a 2-1 loss, you're sunk to that under. So I'm going to take Cincy at +117 here. I like getting some plus money. I'm not saying that there's value in this spot. I think that number's about right. But Cincy's unbeaten in 6 at home, granted 4 of those are draws. And that win over Philly on Wednesday is a little eye-opening. We've talked about Cincy being good for a while now. I think this is a great spot to take them.
Yeah, I mean, both of these teams coming off of very impressive results, I would say. Certainly in Atlanta's case, it's a little bit more a situation where you start to worry even more about Seattle, maybe, than giving Atlanta the praise. Although I do think the fullback thing, you know, with Gutman back fit and Brooks Lennon coming back soon, along with the front four that's already there, like, there are some positives for this attack, you know, just in general for Atlanta when things work out. The big issue with them is the Joseph Martinez thing is still not there. We still have not seen Joseph back. The speed, I think, is never going to come back. He used to be incredible in transition. This is true even, you know, post-Almiron era. There were a couple of years where even when things weren't completely going right for him, he'd outrun guys. He'd figure things out on the break. That part of his game seems to be gone, which is an issue when that's kind of when Atlanta is most successful, right? So I would worry about that aspect of things. I think you're kind of spot on in terms of, you know, what do you do in the total market here? I really looked at both teams to score as my first inclination. It's just the price has been chopped and screwed and it's minus 195. So it's tough in that sense. I would probably lean Cincy on a side. You know, just some other numbers here. Atlanta 12-4 in their last 16 on both teams to score play. Cincy 12-4 as well in their last 16. So if you could find a way to pair that with something else, I mean, even if you wanted a better price on a Cincy side, go for it. But this is a long way of saying I'm just going to try Cincy on its own on that money line price. I don't think Atlanta is quite there. Even though this last five has probably been their most positive five game span potentially all season. I think Cincy is a better soccer team. I think what you're seeing from the former Atlanta lad, Brandon Vasquez, is brilliant. They, you know, obviously the Acosta playmaking is great. Like, this is a team with real players. It's a team that was struggling to figure it out earlier in the year with a lot of draws that should have been wins. I think this is probably one that ends up a win. It would not shock me if it's a kind of classic Cincy draw that they should have won. But I think against Atlanta, usually you're pretty safe on those kinds of moves. You're getting plus money. Let's try Cincy here.
The next game up is Toronto versus the Timbers. The Timbers plus 245 on the road in this spot. The draw up 3-1 and Toronto minus 110. So damn, Taylor, we can't get a good number on Toronto. The books might be catching up quick, but watch out here. Lorenzo Insigne is dealing with what is described as a family medical emergency, and he's missing the All-Stars competition tonight. First off, we wish him and his family all of the best. We hope everyone is okay. Everyone's healthy. We hope that this doesn't end up being anything major. Obviously, prayers up for his family. But if he is gone for this weekend, Portland at plus 245 starts to look awfully tantalizing. But I can't project that far out. All I can say there is watch out for that price. It could potentially be good. But we're going to play a flat three in this game because Portland, they've been one of my favorite road teams this season. And you look at their metrics. They've got merely a -3 road goal differential, 19 road goals to 22 home ones, which is showing how this offense does travel. However, the defense doesn't. 22 goals allowed, the league's sixth worst road XGA metric. Combine that with a Toronto team that has the league's highest expected goals allowed at home, and we're ripe for a good old-fashioned shootout. The number sits at a monstrously juiced 2.5 minus 190 right now, but that will change to a flat three at a more reasonable price, and I will take it there.
We have the same read. I mean, we'll see what happens with Insigne. I think even without him, there's really this contagious kind of energy with Toronto since the Italians arrived. It's like the shift in the third act of Kicking and Screaming, the Will Ferrell version. When, you know, the Italians arrive and, you know, just everything changes, right? And that's really what we're seeing with Toronto currently on this run. This is an interesting matchup for me, Tom, with like a Toronto team that we expect to kind of get into their own Portland run, and a Portland run that, of course, has been on their own. Now, it is four draws in their last five. There's a lot of draws during this stretch, but it's still 10 unbeaten for the Timbers at this point. It's a team that's competitive just about every time out. They've really unlocked some players. You know, by the way, longest unbeaten run ever in MLS is 19. So just keep your eye out there. Still a ways off, but Toronto coming off that huge 4-3 win away at Nashville. It's now two wins, a draw, and no losses since that Bernadeschi and Insigne tandem arrived. And even in that 0-0 game that finished as a draw, Toronto out XG New England 1.74 to 0.6. I mean, they really dominated that game, could have scored at least two or three goals. So I love everything I'm seeing from Toronto right now. I don't really love the price in this spot, and I didn't love the prices in the both teams to score market or the over markets. So instead of what you're doing, Tom, which is raising the over, I'm going to do a weird single game parlay that I would typically not do in almost any spot, but this is MLS where you can bring weirdness out occasionally. And I'm going to do both teams to score paired with an over 2.5 SGP just to try to give myself a little bit of a better price at minus 124. Otherwise, you're in the minus 170s, you're in the minus 180s. Just give me a price. Let's try to hit this. Just give me some attacking action. Everything you said about Toronto, that XGA at home, that XGA across the board, it's still there. I think even the defensive side of things has improved since these new arrivals, which you and I had talked about over the last few weeks. Like,
are attacking players really what they need? Well, sometimes the whole energy of the team can change, and you are seeing that a little bit with Toronto. They're playing just generally better as a soccer team. However, I still feel safe when they're playing a team as good as Portland that things can get crazy, especially after last week in an MLS with, I believe the most goals ever in a weekend, or at least on that single day, I believe.
Shout out to me taking two under 2.5, yeah. And the only over an over that I took was in Red Bulls, who finished 0-0.
Fantastic. That's a T-Will situation. I think considering all of that, this is ripe for just a weird kind of SGP play for me based on the goals happening. So -124, that's just me manipulating the prices, trying to get myself a better price here.
Let me tell you, a whole lot of books would not let you make that bet with how heavily correlated of both teams to score over 2.5 is. But shout out to the algorithm at Bet Rivers letting you do that and get that price here. The next game up is the Philadelphia Union versus the Chicago Fire. It's a battle of public service, as the Union are going to be -148, the Fire +390, and the draw at +290 here. Okay, if you're going to stay away from me, this is by far starting off one of my least favorite plays that I have on this slate here. Both of these teams are hot right now, and that 4-1 on the Fire is very tempting. But Philly's on a 4-game home win streak, and I don't want to bet against the Union right now. They've only allowed Taylor. Do you know how many goals Philly has allowed at home this season?
They're dominating every category. Spit it out.
Six
single digits. Yeah. Wow.
That's an insane number right here. They've really also scored 26 at home, which is the fourth most in the league. So I don't really want to put the under on in this game, because Chicago's defense can be shaky and it worries me. I don't think that we would get a 3-0 blowout, but at home, I do think an under could be a play here. But then you look at Chicago, they're on an impressive unbeaten streak right now. I think this could be too tall an order, though. I'm trying to find a way to play this game, and I just think that the answer is the Union minus a goal at +118. I think that they're the more likely to win the game, and if they can't do it by more than one, I'll take my money back with some push protection. But guys, if you're looking for a game not to bet on this slate, this is one that I'd probably take a seat on.
The tough thing with the Union is early in the season, they were this draw monster, right? Everything defensive you just mentioned was true. It continues to be true, and they couldn't really unlock their goals. They've since had a few blowouts, which really scares me off of the play that I'm actually going to do here. It made me just kind of think and rethink and think some more. It's like, do I go in on that 4-1 price tag? I'm actually going to bet on this game being close. I'm going to bet on the Fire at +0.5 goal top. So we're both in the spread zone and different sides. I'm getting a +120 as I confirm a 123 price on that. The Shaqiri thing is very real. He is suddenly in the mix for top assist maker in MLS. He's right there with the, Acostas and Carlos Gils of the world. He's been really, really good the last 3 or 4 weeks at this point, and was fantastic that last game out. I just also think the better prices are here. You could totally talk me into the smarter move being just go all in on the 4-1. But I am on the other side from you here, Tom. I've been against the Fire a lot this year. I've missed this kind of surge from them. They're, for one of their first times in modern MLS history in a playoff spot down the stretch run of the MLS season. Let's see how they mess it up. I'm sure I'll be I'm sure I'll be right on it as things slide out from under them. But this is one of those spots where, which version of Philly? Is it that blowout version? Is it the version that can really allow a draw back in? I'm betting on the latter as well. So Fire +0.5 goal. I think the price is a little bit off as well at +123. I think that's not enough credit for who Chicago is at this point.
I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you here. It could definitely end up being a draw. Like, if I could get anything, I'd love to get Philly +0.5 goal, but the prices on that are just too prohibitive. So I'm going to stick with my -1, but it could just as easily end up in your favor in this spot. Again, not one of my favorite plays on the slate here. I much prefer the next game up, Inter Miami versus NYCFC. Miami 2-1 at home. New York +116 on the road in this spot, and the draw +275. I'll tell you, Miami could win this game. I'm very concerned about NYC's prospects the rest of the season. They have been on a slide, But what New York does well, even without Castellanos, is play defense. They've given up just 12 road goals this season while only scoring 13. And 7 of 11 of New York's road games have gone to the under. So I'm going to go that way as well. Under 2.5 at plus 110 here.
I don't mind it. I'm going to try a side. I'm going to try that Inter Miami plus 210 price, locking it in earlier there. Just one home loss since April 3rd, Tom. This is kind of our latest real home versus away dichotomy team. There's something, especially at this point of the year, the heat and humidity in South Florida could really affect some teams. And they use it to their advantage. NYC, you know, I agree in the macro with some of the defensive stuff. They had some worrying defensive issues against Columbus. I would choose to say that had more to do with Columbus than the NYC side of things. But I do think that could affect them here in this spot, potentially. So that would scare me off the under just a little bit. If I were to do one of the sides on the total, that's probably where I would lean. I just think the price is wrong here for a team that's been fantastic at home, Inter Miami, plus 210, 2-1. This is the kind of stuff you can find in MLS, right? As opposed to other leagues where it's like, this is a very, very plausible outcome at an incredible price. So let's get it, Miami.
The next game up here, LAFC versus Charlotte. LA minus 230, Charlotte plus 575 in the draw, plus 370 here. And oh man, if this game was in Charlotte, it would be really interesting. But alas, Charlotte being a 6-1 road dog here does not provide a ton of value for me. Which, by the way, means buckle up because they're going to pull off the upset. LA is the hottest team in the league and keeps getting hotter with every acquisition and every game they play. There's no juicy side to play in this one, which, again, it's MLS. It means that Charlotte's going to come out of nowhere and pull something off here. But instead, I'm going to continue the obvious play of LA overs. The line is minus 190 now on the over. But, again, this is one of those games that you're going to be able to find at 3, and I'll take it there at much closer to even money.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I mean, we have the exact same read on this play. I'm just doing it, making things more complicated for myself. And instead of raising the goal tally there on what often the three number often just feels a little bit too push protection-y for me, I'm going to do a same game parlay at LAFC and over 1.5 team goals to try to get that minus 190 price down to minus 165. I think you're pretty safe fading Charlotte on the road this year. They're the worst road team in the league with 0.42 points per game. They do have a win, a draw, 3 losses in their last 5 away. That sounds bad. It's actually probably their best 5 game stretch away from home this year, which is a lot about how bad they were earlier in the season. But here they are against a team that I really do think is in a tier of their own against the rest of the league. And when you consider that they're playing the worst road team in the league, you have to try something on an LAFC side, I think. I know the prices are not good. That's why I'm just laying into this SGP at minus 165. LAFC, they've covered a minus 1.5 goal spread 5 times in the last 11. I looked into that market. I'm just not sure that's good enough for a good enough hit rate for a plus 123 price. And you know, even worse prices at that minus 1 or minus 1.25. If you want to try something in those markets, I don't think it's a terrible idea, just considering who LAFC are. But there have been a lot of one goal wins in that stretch here recently for LAFC, despite how good they are. They sometimes, if you're going to poke holes in who they are and say, this could be, you know, what pokes its head out in the playoffs, because we know what this league is. You win the Supporters Shield, you don't win MLS Cup. Okay, what's it going to be for LAFC? Maybe something on the defensive side. We got Chiellini throwing out some dark arts with the hand. I'm sure you saw this, Tom. The hand stop there at midfield. Fantastic stuff from Chiellini. But, I do think across the board they were already very good. The new additions made them even better. They are far and away the best team in the league. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. But this is a spot where I just have to take them on something. I can't take them on minus 220 or whatever it is. You know, give me the same game parlay in the minus 160s.
I'm certainly feeling the take. I might even look into the total, the team total market for LAFC. I was looking at them over 2.5 at a very reasonable plus 180, but then you were relying on them to do it all themselves. And I just want to pick up something extra with Charlotte here. So I'll stick to 3, but I like where you're at trying to get a piece of LA in this matchup. The next one up, Nashville versus Minnesota. And oh man, this is a hot team versus a cold team. Yes, Minnesota's win streak finally came to an end against Colorado, but they were missing a few key figures on yellow card suspensions. In this game, they are 3-1 road dogs to Nashville, who's minus 117 at home in the draw, plus 270. And Taylor, what the heck is wrong with this? I will take two plays here as I want to take advantage of a Minnesota offense that is having no trouble scoring on the road. Four straight games with two or more goals on the road. Nashville has scored in every single game since June 12th versus the Quakes. That's 10 straight with a goal for them. So over 2.5 feels very safe at a reasonable minus 137 here. But I'm also going with that Minnesota money line at 3-1, which is ridiculous, even on the road against the Nashville team that has been anything but hot.
From complete disagreement early to some very similar thought processes here, Tom, I am also going two plays. One of them is Minnesota. I cannot believe this is a league where, you know, you can sometimes a couple of weeks past the point where you figure out someone's good, you're still getting those prices. And I think Minnesota is still in that range for us. We had Austin in that range for like a month earlier this year, obviously not as much now. Minnesota is that team right now, guys. I understand they're coming off of a loss, but I love that price. You have to take that here. I don't, you know, if it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit. But in this league, you take advantage of these prices that are available. So that's one of my plays. My other one is, you know, similar to where your head's at, Tom, but I'm just going both teams to score, yes, at minus 148. You look at Nashville, they're 12-2 on that play in the last 14. Minnesota, guess what? Exact same record in the last 14, 12-2. So just, you know, a very consistent money hit on these. It's reflected in the price. But again, I'm going one conservative play and one aggressive play. They're separate. And I feel really good about both of them. This is one of my more confident games of the week, I would say, Tom. And honestly, even that both teams to score, like we've seen those prices go close to minus 200 in some spots that I'm less confident with this week. So I don't actually mind laying that kind of a juice here with both sides giving me a lot of reliance on that one.
All right, Taylor, that is going to do it for us here on the video version of the show. Of course, if you want to catch the rest of our slate breakdown, head on over to the audio version, which you can find on the podcast platform of your choosing, Apple, Spotify, you name it, we are on it. But in the meantime, guys, for our video listeners, that is going to do it for us. So we remind them to head on to betrivers.com, sign up for an account and get in on the action today. Use the code 250MATCH. To have your first deposit matched up to $250. And of course, follow us for more MLS content on Twitter. I'm at TV at work. He's at ATLT Will. And don't forget to catch all of the Betting Weekly Studios content. The Premier League season has just kicked off here. And we know Nigel Seeley is breaking it down to find you the best wins to boost your bankroll. Don't miss a minute of it. Follow at Because We Win on Twitter to stay up to date with all Betting Weekly Studios productions. In the meantime, guys, best of luck this weekend. Let's cash those tickets. And all right, Taylor, we continue riding along here with our audio viewers. That next game up for us here, it is going to be none other than, as I scroll back up on my notes, the Rapids versus the Crew here. I've actually got a couple plays in this one. We have Colorado at minus 103 is the favorite in this spot. The Crew heading into the Rapid Rivers, plus 255 on the road, and the draw plus 265 here. And I'll tell you, I'm looking at the Crew. Colorado, one of the most Jekyll and Hyde teams in this league. On the road, they can't shoot their way out of a paper bag, and at home, the defense is stout and the goals, they flow. They're in good form with back-to-back wins and absolute goal fest, though, but the Crew are perfectly balanced road team, 15-4, 15 against, as all things should be. They haven't actually lost in five straight on the road. And I'm actually very pleased with this form, with this team's form as of late. I'm going to make two plays here. I'm going to take the over 2.5 at minus 148, and I'm going to continue fighting for some Rapids home woes. I simply don't think that this team is that great, and I think that this Crew team is starting to develop into something special right in time for the playoffs. I'm even looking in the futures market now. I'm going to take them plus 255 here simply because I think they could reasonably win this game, and I'll take that price on it.
Yeah, I mean, a similar read here, Tom. I also have two plays in this game. This is the type of play, you know, you and I texting back and forth throughout the week, kind of liking this slate. I think it's plays like this, plays like the Minnesota bet, just going up and down the board and realizing these prices are wrong. And so I think you have to take them. I have the Crew locked in at plus 260. It's moving slightly the other way, but I still really, really like it. Anything really 2-1. I mean, you can make an argument like anything plus. I think the Crew are in a good spot here, but especially 260. I understand some of the data for Colorado at home earlier in the season. They've been
a lot weirder, kind of, you said it, Jekyll and Hyde all over the place as of late. They have scored 18 goals in their last seven. They seem suddenly like a very, very good offensive team. Shout out to Diego Rubio, the third best G+ rating in the league by our friends over at American Soccer Analysis, you know, measuring a player's total on-ball contributions. So, you know, just giving Colorado a bit of time, because I feel like I faded them a lot this year, but not the right time to be playing a Columbus team that's coming off of a great win over NYCFC. You're getting a fantastic price here. And that Cucho-Zelarayan chemistry has been so, so good. Really, that Cucho introduction has been just everything this Columbus attack needed. They were already solid defensively. They're now a very, very well-rounded team. Potentially a dangerous team as we start to think about the playoff conversation. I think it's a really tough matchup for whoever gets them here come postseason time. So the price is wrong. I got them at plus 260. I'm also reading this as a, you know, kind of a goal fest, although instead of over, I'm going both teams to score at another heavily juiced BTTS price at minus 162. Again, I understand not taking that maybe on its own. I feel more comfortable taking two separate plays where one's more conservative and one's more aggressive. And you give yourself a little bit more protection, you know, and both things could also hit. It's not a full hedge by any means. So, you know, BTTS these days is often in the minus 190s. Don't be too scared of the minus 162 price when it makes sense. Rapids attack has been good lately. Columbus attack is fixed. I think all of those plays could make sense together.
All right there. Yeah, I don't have any flaw in your logic. And quite frankly, the agreement that we've been coming to on the second half of the show here scares me just a tiny bit. And, you know, we will have to see what's going to happen in these games. Hopefully it doesn't sink us, Taylor. But the next one up is going to be FC Dallas versus the San Jose Earthquakes. Dallas minus 141 in this spot. The Quakes plus 360 on the road as they continue their Texas tour, and the draw at plus 290. San Jose shocked us all with that draw against Austin in one of the wildest games that we've seen in recent memory. They continue the Texas road trip with a game versus Dallas, who hasn't had a game go over its total in their last six. Taylor, that's going to change this weekend. The Quakes are an over machine. 3.67 goals a match, home or away, and they hit the over 2.5 in 75% of their games. Total's always juiced, but who cares? We get a 2.5 in a Quakes game, and at minus 162, I've got to take it.
Yeah, I couldn't really find the number that I wanted. I agree with you that, like, Quakes overs, and more Quakes overs. I mean, this honestly was a game where I thought about maybe trying a Thomas Viola three. It's the Dallas side of things that worries me a little bit more on that. I'm ultimately staying away. This is a stay away game for me just because I didn't love the price markets. I agree with you that over 2.5 is perfectly reasonable. I'm just already laying some minus 160s on both teams to score this week, so I'm not going to do it on an over 2.5 here. Dallas, their defense has kind of figured some things out. It'll be interesting to see if they continue to figure them out against a really, really high-powered San Jose attack. Although, you know, again, as we start to think about the playoff conversation, Dallas, despite some issues at one point a month ago, they are in third in the West, and figuring out the defensive side of things when they already have a really good goal scoring tandem and Areola and Ferreira is interesting going forward. I say this as someone who's backed Dallas a lot in the first half of the season. Having said all that, staying away from this one, Tom. I think your logic's sound on an over 2.5, though.
I think the other thing that you really want to watch out for here, new FC Dallas player Sebastian Legette should be playing in this game.
Let's go. Yep.
That feeds me more into an over as well. I think Dallas is going to start to find their offense again, because they've been winning games consistently. It's just been how they've won them. They started off the season winning with a bunch of offense, and now they've toned it down to defense. I think Legette helps them find that goal scoring that they need here. As we move on to the other team in Texas, really all three teams in Texas next up on the docket here, because we've got Austin versus Sporting Kansas City as our next game up. Austin minus 175, SKC plus a lit 420, and the draw plus 330 here. We got burned last week by the Quakes, but we're going to go back to the well one more time versus Sporting Kansas City. They've been downright atrocious defensively. A minus 18 road goal differential. They played each other just two matches ago in Kansas City, and Austin won that one 2-0. We're going to hope for the same result with a same game parlay of Austin plus their team total of over 1.5 here. Gets you to minus 125. If you want to be really aggressive, you can bet the Austin 2.5 by itself for +180 in this spot. I'm going to stick with this parlay to get us to -125 here. I will say this caveat though. First off, SKC, great win over the Galaxy, who are trying to miss the playoffs at this point. But start worrying a little bit about Austin, not because they're fading, but because as the season's winding down here, they have very little to play for. It's all about staying healthy for the playoffs at this point, because they're not going to chase LA down for the one seed in the West. And they're not going to fall behind the three seed, because everybody else is fighting too far down below them. They don't have a ton to play for the rest of the way here. Be careful of that. But here in this spot, Sporting is just so bad, and they got their big win last week. They're not going to pull that off twice in a row. I'll take this play again.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say the only worry for Austin down the stretch of the season is beyond what you just said is some of the scheduling stuff. I mean, going to a hot Minnesota team, have to play LA, Portland, away to Nashville, away to Seattle, maybe at a time that Seattle is kind of desperate for points with, you know, Raul Ruiz Diaz getting healthy and all of that. So, you know, way to Vancouver, some tricky games down the stretch, but I agree with you. Like, they're not going to drop out of the zone probably that they're in right now. The other kind of slight worrying thing, as I get the caveats out of the way, is defensively, you know, against good attacks, Austin has not necessarily proven it, especially here as of late. You know, there's that Red Bulls game. There was the game against your San Jose boys that they're coming off of that you mentioned. Their defense shows up against some bad teams, but even that Sporting game, like Sporting out XG'd them, outshot them on target. Austin pretty lucky to get out of that with a clean sheet, I would say. So that's one, you know, somewhat worry. I think that's what would lean some people to the over market. But on the whole, I still think Sporting is really, really bad. And I think Austin will get it done again. I'm going Austin and the over 1.5 team goals, SGP at -122. I have a similar read to what happened last time, but actually Austin didn't really play at their best last time around away. I think at home they play much better. I wouldn't be surprised to see this as a true blowout, if we're being honest, Tom. Even if you want to try something in the spread plays, feel free. I think there's some logic to those moves as well here.
I think that could be very reasonable. But a lot of ways that you can play this, they all involve Austin winning, though. The next game up, the final Texas team here, the Dynamo, they play Montreal. And, oh, wow. +148 on Houston at home in this spot. +170 for Montreal as road dogs in the draw. +255 here. This price is insane. Montreal has been a very reliable road team this season. They sit at fourth in the league in road wins. Their offense has scored 20 goals both at home and on the road. Yes, they drew 2-2 with Miami last time out, but they're on a 5-game unbeaten streak that I like to continue against the Dynamo team that continues to do not much, losing 3 straight and a whopping 6 of their last 8. This is a very easy +170 play for me here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing two plays separate. One of them is Montreal +170. The other is Montreal over 1.5 team goals at +132. You know, if you want to pair those together, feel free. They're just already nice plus prices, so I'm going to keep them separate and give myself a little bit of safety. But Houston's conceded 2 or more goals, Tom, in 7 of the last 8. You know, they're really one of the worst defensive teams in the league at this point. The Hector Herrera situation hasn't necessarily made them this, you know, sparkling attack either. On occasion, they can be hard to stop, but even then, you know, in the 107th minute or some, you know, craziness, they poop the game away. So Montreal has kind of been the opposite. Even in some games where you wouldn't necessarily expect them to get out of it with 3 points, they've done just that. In that sense, they're very safe, especially at a great plus price against a bad team to try. It's exactly what I'm doing here. I'm actually a little bit more confident on the Montreal over 1.5 team goals, hence the price at +132. But both of those prices are really good. I'm going to do both plays separately.
The next game up here, the LA Galaxy are against Vancouver. The Galaxy -159, Vancouver 4-1 on the road here in the draw, +310. And, you know, Vancouver is another team that just objectively fails to get it done on the road. At 4-1 here against the flailing Galaxy, I'd love to take them. They've got 3 straight road draws, which lends itself to taking that side. And LA's coming off that abysmal road loss to SKC at 4-2. But at home, the Galaxy, they've not been poor. They've lost to some tough teams like Minnesota. They beat Montreal 4-0. They should be scoring more than they are, with the league's 4th highest XG. Vancouver's got the league's second worst road XG and 3rd worst overall. And all that being said, you know, you can tell that I'm flipping back and forth here. I'm flip-flopping on this game. But both of these teams suck. LA less so, and they are just trying to fall out of the playoffs for a second straight year. I'm going to take the price. I'm going to take the 4-1 on Vancouver. If I'm wrong, who cares? We're not going to talk about it next week. And if I'm right, we'll have a party about it.
Exact same read, Tom. I mean, this is just a case. Look, the Galaxy, it's weird because you look at the numbers and like their XGA stuff isn't terrible. Their actual goals allowed stuff on the season as a whole isn't terrible. Of course, all of that is much, much worse over the last 5, 6, 7 games where the defense has completely fallen out from under them. But my whole point is, this is kind of a numbers versus eye test team defensively, because you watch the Galaxy and they're just completely discombobulated defensively. I don't really understand what some of the numbers are saying for them. Not that Vancouver is the type of team that carves other teams up very often, but I think especially in this league, you know, bad defense, that's not a great recipe when you're going up against a plus 400 number. You have to try it. You really do. And if we miss on this, this is absolutely acceptable. I haven't bet on a Galaxy side in weeks. And, you know, coming off of that terrible Sporting loss, this is not a particularly good team. So, yeah, I think the Vancouver price, I wouldn't necessarily say it's like capital W wrong. I just think it's crazy not to try it here.
Exactly. You can only be so wrong at 4-1. And that brings us to our last game here. Seattle versus Real Salt Lake. Seattle minus 108 at home. RSL plus 280 on the road, and the draw plus 260. Seattle, yeah, they're floundering right now. 5 losses in their last 7. Really unfortunate. I thought they had turned that corner and then they just shut down. But their 2 wins have taken advantage of that daunting home atmosphere. And luckily for them, RSL has not been a team that performs well on the road. The Sounders do need to get it together and start winning, and that does start at home. But I'm in wait for lineups mode here, Taylor. As of now, I'd take the plus 280 on RSL. But Rui Diaz looked good when he played last week. If he's back full-time, Seattle can definitely win this. But I think I'd only take Seattle on some sort of in-game price. For now, I'll lean RSL plus 280, but I'm looking for excuses to take Seattle in this game. It definitely not one of my favorite spots of the week. I'll be watching this game. It should be a good game to enjoy, and I think there'll be some in-game betting opportunities for Seattle here.
That's a good point. I mean, I think Rui Diaz will play. Whether he'll start or come on as a sub remains to be seen. You know, I do think like some of these front guys are showing the promise that we know they can, Lodeiro and company, etc. I don't like the price here at all. You continue to get bad Sounders prices without them necessarily showing that they've gotten out of their funk. But I am going to try Sounders at minus 106. As much of a fade RSL spot as anything, RSL has not beaten a playoff team since May 22nd. Now, you know, maybe the good news for them here is Seattle is still not in a playoff spot as things stand. They're currently below the line, but they're right there on the edge. I think both you and I probably expect them to find a way in and not miss the playoffs for the first time in their franchise history, although the clock is ticking. I just have never been sold on RSL the entire year. I think the prices are wrong here. I absolutely think they're wrong. I wish I was taking Seattle at plus 130 and saying, hey, you know, I think they're coming out of it. Really don't like them taking it at a minus price, but I just think they're going to win the game.
The price is wrong, but in the wrong direction for us here.
Exactly. That's right, Tom.
That's right where I'm thinking, too. Like, I'd probably stay away. Like I said, look to Seattle in game. I lean RSL right now. Well, you don't have to bet on every game, and this is one of them that I think you should exercise that restraint on. But, Taylor, that is going to bring us about to our lottery ticket parlays here. We put them on the shelf last week, but we are coming back with them here. I've got a simple three-teamer for us. I'm going with the New England Revolution at minus 159. I'm taking the Montreal Impact at plus 170, and I'm bundling all that together, Taylor, with a whopper. Minnesota at 3-1 to give us a 16-1 payout here that I think is entirely reasonable. And, you know, if you wanted to be absolutely insane, if you wanted to just be completely nuts, you could take the Chicago Fire at 390 and it pays out 50-1. swapping out New England for the Fire, and you would get that price. I'm just saying.
I mean, for what it's worth, Fire are a better team than the Revs at this point in a vacuum. Not that that matters with the matchups necessarily, but yeah, interesting stuff. I also have a parlay to offer up here. Two BTTSs and a money line situation as I pull them back up. Both teams to score in Nashville, Minnesota United. Both teams to score in Toronto and Portland. And then that Montreal money line. At, I had it at plus 175. All that comes out to plus 607. Not necessarily the craziest price of all time because those BTTSs are heavily juiced, but this is a way to hopefully profit on three very reasonable plays, bringing them together. And, you know, we're going to hit one of these weeks, Tom. So maybe this will be it.
All right, Taylor, let's run through our entire slate again. Do our little recap so that if you want to write down the plays, this is your chance. Take out that pen and paper right now. We're going to get going here. New York Red Bulls versus Orlando City. I'm going over 2.5 at minus 136.
And I'm on the other side, under 2.5, minus 103.
The Revolution versus DC. I'm taking the under 2.5 at plus 123.
I, again, other side, over 2.75, laying minus 132.
Cincy versus Atlanta. I'm taking Cincinnati plus 117.
Yeah, full agreement. We both have a Cincy play here.
Toronto versus Portland. I'm going to look for the three at around even money.
And I'm going to go both teams to score and over 2.5, getting a minus 124 price.
The Union versus the Fire. I'm hesitantly taking Union minus a goal at plus 118.
I am finally, you're welcome, Fire fans, on the Fire this time around. And by you're welcome, I mean, I'm sorry. Plus a half goal, plus 123.
Inter Miami takes on New York City FC, and I'm going under 2.5 at plus 110.
I just think the prices are wrong here for a very good home Inter Miami side. Miami plus 210.
The Rapids versus the Crew. I'm 2-2 plays, over 2.5 at minus 148, and the Crew plus 255.
Yep, got the Crew, had them at plus 260, and also both teams to score, minus 162.
Dallas versus San Jose. I'm going over 2.5 at minus 162.
Yeah, I think perfectly logical, but I'm staying away from this one.
Austin versus Sporting Kansas City. I am doing a same game parlay of Austin and the team total over 1.5 to get to minus 125.
Yep, completely full agreement here. I think there's some slight Austin defensive issues, but against Sporting, I love this matchup for him.
The Dynamo versus Montreal, and I am taking the Impact at plus 170.
Yeah, absolutely taking the Impact as well. And also as a separate play going Montreal over 1.5 team goals, plus 132.
The Galaxy take on Vancouver, and we are wilding out together, Taylor, taking the Vancouver 4-1.
Plus 400, let's get it.
LAFC versus Charlotte. I'm going over 3 at even money when I can find it.
Yeah, we have the same read. I'm going a same game parlay. LAFC to win. And an over 1.5 team goals SGP, laying some juice, minus 165.
Minnesota versus Nashville, and I am taking Minnesota 3-1 and the over 2.5 at minus 137.
Yeah, I'm also taking that Minnesota play, and I'm also taking both teams to score, yes, minus 148.
And last but not least, Seattle versus RSL. I'm looking to in-game Seattle on this right now, pre-flop, gun to my head. I'd book RSL plus 280, but it's just a lean.
I think considering the weirdness of the league and how underwhelming Seattle's been, I totally know where your head's at there, Tom. I just think Seattle still is a better team. How many times have I said that before Seattle games this year? We'll try it at minus 106, but see what happens.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap it up for us here. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you. As always, a reminder, head on over to betrivers.com. Shout out to our sponsors, BetRivers. Sign up for an account today. Get in on the action. Use the promo code 250MATCH, and you will have your first deposit matched up to $250. If you want to find us on the Twitterverse, you can follow me at TV at Work. You can follow Taylor at ATLT Will with 1L. And as always, to stay up to date on the latest content from all of our friends at the Betting Weekly Studios, head on over and follow at Because We Win on Twitter. Guys, thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. You know the drill. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, win some money together. And don't forget to give us that 5-star podcast rating. It really does help. But for now, we will see you guys for the midweek slate next week. Have a good one, everybody, and let's cash some tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.